Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, increasing and reaching your child's full potential. Each week, our objective is to help you as a parent, guardian, or loved one direct the path of a young person by empowering you with knowledge and understanding. Each week, you will be enlightened and moved into a position of positive parental involvement and influence. I am Phyllis Austin, and I am the founder of the National Parent Education Center, where we educate parents on education, help parents create quality education for their child, and advocate with parents on educational issues. Okay, and welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Let me go ahead and give you the call-in number, 347-855-8603, and you can actually listen to the show. Again, that's 347-855-8603. Our show today is titled, The Six Biggest Mistakes Parents Make. The six biggest mistakes parents are making. And if you want to make Phyllis Austin happy, stop making these mistakes. Let's go ahead and correct them. So the lesson today is we definitely want to make you aware of these mistakes so we can stop correcting, so we can start correcting them, stop making them, and moving our children forward. We got a lot to get into today. So let's go ahead and get started. And you can also join us in the chat room. Okay? And I stated parents in the description, parents often make these six mistakes. We are going to teach you what they are, and we are going to make you aware of them so you can stop making them so the child can maximize their greatest potential. The first area of mistakes parents make, or the first area that we're going to talk about in which parents make mistakes is in the area of reality. Okay, now I'm going to talk about three mistakes in this area, but this is in three parts. These are not three mistakes. This is one mistake. I'm looking at one area of reality and then three parts in this area. Okay? So part A, let's call it part A because I don't want to say, well, number one, number two, number three, you think I'm on mistake number three, and I'm not. I'm still in the area of mistake number one. So mistake number one is in the area in the area of reality, and there are three parts in this area. First, whatever you pay, and we know this, especially as grown-ups, whatever we pay attention to is part of our reality, okay? Well, parents fail to acknowledge what their child is paying attention to. Parents, this is a mistake. You fail to acknowledge what your child is paying attention to. So if you're guilty of this, or you might have to say amen, whatever. Okay, here we go. Your child's actions, behavior, and words tell you what they are paying attention to. Therefore, you need to ask your child, where did you get that from? How you learn that? How did you come up with that conclusion? You need to know who and what in your child's environment, especially because you need to consider the roles these items, people, or persons may play and the authority these items and people may have in connection with your child. Okay? And that's very important. So what we want you to do as parents, stop making this mistake of not paying attention, and now I want you to pay attention. Think about, observe your child. They are paying attention to something, and that's where they're getting that behavior or attention to someone. They're getting the behavior, the actions, and the words are telling you who and what they are paying attention to. Now, you may ask, well, okay, how do I move forward? How do I correct or stop the behavior because I tried or move these people out or whatever? We're going to get to that in number six, so you're just going to have to hang on until the end of the show. The next area in reality is the current disposition of the child, or the current, you said current position. That's reality. Operate in the present. And this actually has happened several times. As a teacher, I often, or not, sometimes it comes about where the parent is focusing on what the child used to do or what they used to be able to do. So you come in for a conference, or you may just be speaking to someone and they're trying to say, or a coach and trying to say, well, you know, this is what we feel the child needs. You say, well, they know better. They know they can't do that. They know they can do that. Okay? They know better. They're aware. They'll change. You reprimand and you redirect the child and nothing happens. Just this week, the best resources were not put in place to meet the child's educational needs because the parent refused to operate in the now. And that happened just this week. As I said, just this week, I wanted to, I suggested some things, and the parent, first thing the parent said, well, they know that. They used to be able to do that. Well, guess what? You have to operate in the present. So in this situation, in a lot of situations, in this situation, because the parent was not operating in the present, we were not operating with the resources at the best level to help the child. Because at the end of the day, the parent controls the child's educational needs. Now, I know you don't want to hear that, but that's why you have parents transferring from one school to the next or whatever. You know, here's an example. Suppose you are an upright, erect, walking individual. Right now, you are walking, you're upright, you're able to walk, you're able to move, and nothing is going, is hindering that. Now, all of a sudden, you become totally immobile. And you ask somebody to help you, and the person says, you know, you used to be able to do that. Isn't that nonsensical? I made a judgment statement there. So I'm going to rephrase that. What do you think about that? But that's what's going on. When something is occurring and your child needs some resources, you say, well, they used to be able to do that. They know better. Okay? We have to operate in the present. And the last part of the reality is when the parent is living vicariously through the child. You know, as a parent, you didn't take ballet lessons, so you want your child to take ballet lessons. And you may be asking, Ms. Austin, there's nothing wrong. To a certain extent, there isn't anything wrong with that. It's a part, it could be very much a part of exposing the child to various activities to find out what their uniqueness and strengths are. And that's a good thing. But when you reach the point past, when it gets past the point of dissatisfaction, when the child no longer wants to engage in it, or the child has determined special, has decided, well, this is really my gift, this is really my purpose, and those gifts and purpose, that those gifts and purposes, or the purpose and the gifts, are being sidelined because you as a parent want to continue to live vicariously through your child, then guess what? The child's not going to reach their greatest potential. It's not going to be manifested, or it's going to be hindered. Okay? So the first mistake that we just discussed in three parts is when the parent fails to acknowledge and live in reality. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. We are talking about the six biggest mistakes that parents make. We want you parents to stop making those mistakes. Okay? We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back to discuss the other five. Okay, come on.
Hello. This is Phyllis Austin, founder of the National Parent Education Center. When I first started this organization, I wanted to make sure that parents understood what a quality education is and what it looks like. Do you know that most state constitutions only provide for an adequate education? Here at the National Parent Education Center, we help parents create and receive a quality education for their child. Please support our efforts by making a $5 donation. You may donate more, but please donate. Visit tnpec.org and donate now. Thank you.
Okay, and welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And I want to thank you for joining us. You know, I always say I honor and I welcome your presence in the class today. And the lesson we are learning, we're learning about the six biggest mistakes parents make, and we want to stop them from making those lessons because they really do hinder the child from reaching and manifesting their greatest potential. So feel free to give us a call. Our call-in number is 347-855-8603. Again, our call-in number is 347-855-8603. Mistake number two, actually piggyback on mistake number one, protecting the child's mental and emotional health. Protecting the child's mental and emotional health. You have to really be careful about the conversations that you're having around your child and which your child is in earshot and privy to. It's very important. Remember that your child has a certain level of discernment, and children really tend to internalize things. Therefore, if you're talking in earshot about, let's say, an adult situation, maybe about even something that relates to the child, maybe about something like where you know my he's just having problems learning. You're in earshot of that child, and that child probably feels like you disapprove of them. So that goes to that can really play a part in their emotional health. In their emotional health. Okay. So we really want to be careful of what we say in earshot. We need to protect them. Parents are very good. Let me shout out some kudos. I don't want this show to be all about what we're doing wrong, but we did title it the six biggest mistakes. Get a clue. Parents are pretty good about the physical protection. They pretty know, okay, I got to make sure they protect it physically. But mental and emotional health is very important. And sometimes the child's mental health, if you see that your child can't focus, can't really balance out things, again, you need to seek a remedy, seek some type of guidance or counseling. Okay, so that's the second area. The mistake is that parents fail to protect the child's mental and emotional health. And again, if you say, well, Ms. Austin, how do I help protect their mental and emotional health? We're going to get to the biggest problem, biggest mistake, number six, and you're going to learn how. Number three, not being present. Ooh, I did not write these six things in order, okay? But it seems like they're falling in order. Not being present. You're suffering as parents. You're not really being present in your child's life. And sometimes parents may, unconsciously, I don't know, substitute things instead of making the sacrifice to spend quality time with their child. Your presence, spending quality time, helps facilitate trust. Your presence helps to facilitate trust. And what does trust do? Why is trust so important? Because when your child trusts you, trust that you'll be there, trust me, that trust helps to facilitate communication, okay? Here's something you need to realize. Whomever your child spends the most quality time with, there's a high probability, that is the person with the greatest influence on them, be it good or bad. Be it helping or hindering them, your child, from reaching their greatest potential. Let me repeat that. Whomever your child spends the most quality time with, there's a high probability that that is the person with the greatest influence. Be it good or bad, helping or hindering your child from reaching their full potential, their greatest potential, greatest is quality. Fullest is only a quantity. We want greatest. This also includes friends and friends. When I wrote the book From Parent to Power, I did include a real case scenario where the child was constantly talking on the phone with a friend, and the next thing, the parent knew the child went to the mailbox and she didn't see her child for, I think, 4 or 5 years. The child was have been lured into prostitution. But you really have to pay attention to who your child is spending quality time with, and what your child is spending their time doing. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and we're talking about the 6 biggest mistakes parents make. Please feel free to call in. Our call-in number is 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Austin. You know, parenting is very difficult. I don't know too many parents who can raise a child to 18 years of age without getting stuck, not knowing what to do. So I would like you to visit householddna.com and view the Household DNA Parenting Pyramid. Learn about the 7 principles of parenting, 4 of which you should be actively doing every day. Next, visit phyllisaustin.com and click on the Power Bookstore for great parent resources. You can pick up my latest book, God Has Not Forgotten You, written for teenagers and college students. While there, get your copy of my ever-popular book, From Parent to Power, Don't Parent in Fear. Visit phyllisaustin.com today for your book and parent resources. Thank you.
Okay, great, and welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. The National Parent Education Center will be expanding their services, and we have something really special for the parents across the country. Oh, it's going to be dynamite. So in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be spectacular. It's going to be great. So the next couple of weeks, probably the end of March, you're going to start hearing of our service expansion, and we really want you to support our service expansion. It's going to really do a lot in the area of education. Let's get to number 4. This one is one that really hurts my heart. Parents, a mistake that you may be making is that when you teach hate and anger to your child. You teach your child hate and anger. And a lot of times, parents may not even know that they're doing this because it could be done just in general conversation. Now, whatever you talk about is what you are giving power to in the eyes of your child. Remember, your child doesn't have a lot of experience with discerning what's real and what's not real. I remember I asked my mother when I was younger, I asked her about racism in the KKK, and she said, you know, and just people who hate in general, but it was mostly targeting white people who hate. Because I was growing up in the course of the 60s and the 70s. And my mother said something. She said, you know, they don't understand that when you put out hate, it comes back. You cannot control it. It's just like love. When you teach a child love, you cannot control who they will love. When you teach a child hate, you cannot control who they will hate. You also cannot control how those powers will manifest, because hate and love are very powerful. I remember hearing the minister said, if you're full of love, when you like an orange, when you step on an orange, you're going to get orange juice. You're not going to get banana juice. When you teach hate in a child, the child is going to eventually send out hate. And when I hear about the state of what's going on in our society, and again, you don't know where they got it from. Sometimes a kid would tell you, well, Mom, you do it. Dad, you do it. Grandma, I heard you say this. So, I remember Malcolm X said, the chicken's coming home to roost. And that was about President Kennedy's assassination. And basically what he's saying, when you're in a society that teaches hate, sometimes hate comes back to the society. So we have to be very careful. Think that universal laws are not going to prevail when we teach something we don't expect it to happen. On the other end, it's just like a computer. You put it in, expect it to come out. It may come out in a Word document in Excel, but that information you come in is going to come out, okay? That's why they protect the virus from getting into the computer, because once you know it goes in, it's going to do damage, and it can come out and affect other things. Number five. Parents forget to invest in education. Parents. may not invest in education, and this is a mistake, okay? You want everybody to invest in education, but you, that's a mistake. Even when you send your child to public school, and I want you to go on a fact-finding mission. Go on a fact-finding mission, ask the school district, or get the numbers of how much your school district spends on each child. Find that information out, okay? In some places it's $8,000, in some places it's $11,000. Now, of course, it all goes in the pot to help everybody else, but it's broken down into the actual dollar amount that they spend on your child. Now, if they're spending money on your child, and it's your child, shouldn't you be spending money, at least in supplemental educational resources, if your child needs those resources? What about time? What about money? Okay? What about energy? You know, invest. Sometimes it's just a matter of taking the time to read the information that is being sent home, documenting what's going on, emailing people at the school, emailing teachers. You know, I quite often, how many times parents will come to us and I say, well, where's the documentation? I said, they will say they don't have any. Well, I need to know. Well, the person said this. Is there email referencing that correspondence? No. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If it's not in writing, and if it's serious problem, if it's a serious problem with your child, the school is going to say it didn't happen. Okay? Another area when we talk about failure to invest in the child's education, resources. Again, going back to the earlier story, if your child needs certain resources, sometimes we as the school, we can provide them a lot of resources to come across the internet. You'd be surprised. I had a parent who moved their child from public school to homeschool. They bought into a homeschool program, a curriculum. And the next thing you knew, they were saying, well, I can't afford this. Well, education is not free. How much money? I didn't say this, but this one was running through my mind. You know, well, how much money, but I did say this, how much money do you set aside to homeschool your child? Huh? Isn't that an amazing question? How much money did you set aside to homeschool your child? This is very important information. If you say, I'm going to homeschool my child, and you only set aside $400, you don't have resources, guess what? More than likely, the school system has set aside, or it's around probably nowadays $10,000, $13,000 per child. I'm going to move my child to a private school in the area. Well, the public school is about $13,000 per child. How much do you think a private school is going to be? You have to invest in your child's education and resources. Invest the time early on. You know, prevention, what's the old saying? An ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. Prevents a pound of cure, something like that. And that's true. There is an investment on your return. Okay? I will tell you this short story. I mentioned it before. My daughter, she's in college, and she did not know until she entered college that one activity during the back-to-school shopping phase was one activity was to buy clothing. And she was like, you guys got clothes for back-to-school? Like, my mother would say, well, what do we need? What are the resources? Okay? What are the math resources, the science? What courses are you taking? If you're deficient in the area, well, let's get some resources to help you and tutorial. Let's put a plan in place to help you be successful or reach your greatest potential in this area. Don't forget to invest in education. I'm Phyllis Austin, and we're talking about the 6 biggest mistakes that parents make. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Author Lenore M. Johnson comes her new book, 101 Strategic Job Search Marketing Tips, the helpful checklist guide to all things considered workforce readiness and social media smart. This readiness guide attempts to assist the job seeker with a plan to better your career with the use of digital technology and social media. So purchase your copy of 101 Strategic Job Search Marketing Steps at Amazon.com. Also available for Kindle and Audible downloads. These books are flying off the shelves, so make sure you get your copy at www.amazon.com.
Have you been injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or dog bite incident? Has a loved one been injured or killed as a result of birthing negligence, nursing home neglect, or a work accident? Legal-Chicago.com helps Chicagoans find the right lawyer for free. Our work is making clients whole after they've been wronged by the negligence of others. Our work is connecting Chicagoans with the right lawyer for their case. Legal-Chicago.com's mission is to put cash into clients' hands. Legal, the hyphen symbol, Chicago.com. Visit Legal-Chicago.com for a free consultation and membership to our network of attorneys.
Black America, why are we still afraid? Black America Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions by Sonia Cassandra Perdue is now available on Amazon.com or at askingourselvesthetoughquestions.info. Can you answer the tough questions? Pick up your copy today on Amazon.com or at askingourselvesthetoughquestions.info. And let's get tough.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Okay, and welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and I honor your presence in the classroom today. And the lesson that we are focusing on, the lesson being six biggest mistakes that parents make. And we're down to the final mistake. And this is really a big one, okay? Parents. Mistake that you guys sometimes you make, you forget to seek wise counsel. Let me repeat that. Parents, you forget to seek wise, W-I-S-E, counsel in discipline and raising your child. Sometimes you are so engaged of the practice being out of tradition and conformity that you fail to consider how effective those methods are. Let me repeat that. In discipline, raising and educating children, sometimes, a lot of times, we do those things out of tradition and conformity. Instead of asking ourselves the question, are those effective methods? Did they work? Did they yield an outcome? I mean, when I hear people argue about whether to spank the child or not, it's like, that's the argument, okay? What is the outcome? I love when I speak with parents and they say there are some non-negotiables. But for the most part, it's really lazy parenting when you do something over and over again and you know that you're not getting a certain outcome. You're just doing it out of tradition, conformity. What's lazy about it is you're not putting the energy to find out something new to do. Okay? There's an old proverb saying, and it goes like this. And then it's a Persian proverb, not a biblical one. He who knows not and knows not, he knows not. He is a fool. Shun him. In other words, it's saying if you don't follow a person who doesn't know and they don't know, they don't know. You don't follow that person. You shun them. You stay away. They're a fool. He who knows not and knows he knows not, he is simple. Teach him. If you know someone and they don't know what they're doing, but they know they don't know, then they can be taught. He who knows and knows he knows not, he is asleep. Wake up. You ever have the answer? You're like, I know I got the answer. And you just need to ponder on it for a New York minute. And then you're like, okay, I got it. You've just been awakened, you know. And he who knows and knows he knows he is wise, follow him. He who knows and knows he knows he is wise, follow him. So I have to ask parents today, I have to ask this question. Who are you following and who is feeding your spirit? You can't just go to any church, read any book, look at any program, and talk to anybody about raising, educating, and disciplining your child. You have to use wisdom and discernment, and sometimes you may have to do a background check if your child is going to spend a certain amount of time in their presence. You know, it's something as simple as, let me give you an analogy here. I needed my roof fixed, so we needed the roof fixed. And the guy came over and said, we can fix the roof. They came inside and everything. But guess what? Once we saw how his house looked, how his roof looked, we said, no, we're not going to use you. That's illogical. And that's the same thing when you seek out counseling, okay? If you're going to ask somebody on raising children, look at how their children turned out. If you're going to ask someone about determining education or what school you send your child or what resources, take a look at the product that they were responsible for developing, okay? You can't just go listen and talk to anyone because they have a status. They're the teacher. They're the minister. They're the priest, okay? They're a U.S. congressman. They're a U.S. senator. They're a state senator. Sometimes we attach a title to quality or a certain level of knowledge. No, stop that. Do an investigation. Seek wise counsel. Sometimes you may need to meditate, okay? You may need to change. Stop going to that church. Stop going reading that book. Stop watching those programs. Stop hanging around those people. Don't talk to, you may talk to this person about one thing or this another person about something else. There, I have friends. There are certain friends I don't talk to about education. There are certain friends I don't talk to about parenting. Those conversations will not come out of my mouth with that person because that conversation is not a wise conversation, okay? I have examined. I have investigated. They're not going to probably enlighten me. Not to say that they won't, but the chances are very low that they will. So you have to seek wise counsel. And for those of you who may feel that your spirit needs some type of engagement or feeding because it's not being fed right, I do invite you to a very good book out there. I will say read my book, but my book takes on after the fact, okay? If I had to recommend three books that you would read, the first book, the first of the three books would be Lessons in Truth. And the great thing about this book is really going to feed your spirit. Going to take out of the routine and tradition. Going to help you learn to meditate. And the great thing about that book is actually accessed over the web. Okay, you look in Lessons in Truth. The chapters 1-12 are actually on the web, so you don't even have to buy it. Of course, the second book will be my book, From Parent to Power, and the third book will also be my book that you can buy for your teenagers to read. Again, the third book will be God Has Not Forgotten You. But you have to seek wise counsel and develop a friendship with a colleague about 3 or 4 years ago. And actually, I'm going to tell her name. Her name is Miss Natasha Johnson. Because I remember telling you before when a friend of mine helped me put together a show, she had some influence on this show as far as the topics we needed to discuss. And she, this came from her, and it's actually a tribute to me when she said, parents forget to seek wise counsel. I'm about 14 years older than she is. And she said, I like speaking with you about how you guys raise two children. And I always remind her, it wasn't me alone, okay, but it was a lot of people. But more importantly, it was a lot of things that I just did differently because it just made sense. So a lot of times, you just really have to be aware of who you are listening to. Okay, you have to be aware of who you're seeking counsel for, from whom you're seeking counsel. That's the proper way to state that sentence. I want to thank you for listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Always feel free to contact me at the National Parent Education Center, paustin@tnpec.org. You can also email me directly, paustin@phyllisaustin.com. And again, next time, we really appreciate you for learning this lesson. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me. Have any issues, educational issues, always feel free to contact the National Parent Education Center. And until next time, as we always end the show, at least right now, you're going to hear You Are a Winner by Earth, Wind & Fire. Just before play that track, we are going to give you information on how you can receive show information via text messaging.
For Classroom DNA, show topics and information, text tnpec.org to 23559. Again, for Classroom DNA, show topics and information, text tnpec.org to 23559.
Have a great and wonderful week, and we will look forward to you joining us next week on Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Yeah.